USA News Update. President Biden's in Poland, his original public destination to mark the first year of the war between Ukraine and Russia. But he surprised us early this morning by first showing up in Ukraine.
Mr. President, I'm delighted to be able to repay your visit to our country.
He spent about 5 hours in Kyiv. There's word of another strong earthquake hitting the border between Turkey and Syria. This one a magnitude 6.3 that was about 6 miles deep. It's going to be a snowy mess this week as an Alberta Clipper swoops into the northern tier of the USA. Temperature range said to be very tight for that system. Rain is in the forecast for Chicago, but snow will fall just to the north. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will decide in May, after the Florida state legislative session is over, whether he will run for president. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.